been looking at the curse of the law this week and how our hearts can be under that. And the good news is there's no spiritual curse on you because all things have become new in Christ. But you can live with a demonic influence on your soul because of wrong beliefs. Now, there's some good news for you that you don't have to submit to that in any way. Look at Galatians 3 here in verse 13 to 14. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You see, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. That really means you've been redeemed from the curse of human doing. You don't have to live life by your own efforts. Christ has given us the promise of the Spirit, and we are blessed with faithful Abraham. Abraham was the captain of our faith, and we walk in his shoes, believing and not declaring ourselves righteous because of human doing, but because of Christ's obedience on our behalf. Look at how Romans 7 verse 6 says this. It says, but now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. So serving in the oldness of the letter is serving out of human doing, tormented by not doing things perfectly, always feeling full of anxiety, guilty. And so when those symptoms that we spoke about this week, I only spoke about three really, and that is feeling like you're without purpose, being hard on yourself, and always living in a place of guilt and insecurity because of that in relationships. And then yesterday I spoke about anxiety, that's really worry and care that takes over your heart. And if those symptoms come up, I want you to declare what Galatians 3:13 says here. I am free from the curse of human doing. I'm going to live by faith. I'm going to allow Jesus and the Holy Spirit to be my driving force and tell me how to live my life. I'm going to follow that one thing that Jesus tells me what to do. And I'm going to believe for great success because His Spirit in me is a spirit of success. It's a spirit that conquers the world. You know, Jesus said, be of good cheer because I've already overcome this world. And so I'm excited for your spirit-filled life. And may you walk in that and be blessed in that in Jesus' name. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.